All right, so thank you all for waiting. We're going a little long today. A reminder that everything is being recorded right now, and it will be up on the website. And we're just expecting to have about a 10 to 15 minute presentation, and then we'll go into question and answer. And at the end, we'll talk a little bit about the exceptional design public benefit points, and also I'll summarize the recommendations that we've heard as a group, and then I'll send the notes to your team and to the lead reviewer within about a week to 2 weeks. Okay?
Great.
All right, so if you want to start with introductions, you can go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, thank you guys for having us. I'm Elisa Rosenberg with Bizzuto.
Federico Seifer with KTGY Architect.
Do you want us to introduce the rest of our team also? Or?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Brad Fox, Bowler.
Mike Hennehan, also with Bizzuto. John Cleary, also with Bizzuto.
Steve Robbins with Lurch, Early & Burr.
Liz Rogers with Early.
So thank you guys for having us. We really appreciate it. Our goal for today is to preliminarily present our design and receive design feedback for our compliance and the design guidelines. We are the contract purchaser of the site, and we've had a previous meeting with park and planning staff, and we were encouraged by their response on this design. And in that meeting, we discussed a pre-concept meeting with you all for the design review. Hold on. Control L. Control L?
Yeah.
Well, last time.
All right.
Whoops.
Sorry. There we go. So I'm with Bizzuto, and we really are, we have a long history of development in Montgomery County. We have been active in this region since 1988. Actually, our first project was in Montgomery County. We have developed close to 5,000 units in Montgomery County, and we currently manage about that same amount. Our mission really is to create the best possible living environment for our customers and create community that respect the spaces that we live in. And we build on four core values. So we build on concern for the communities we touch, creativity in everything we do, passion in our approach to business, and perfection as a goal worth pursuing. So to orient everyone, the site is shown in yellow. It's on the corner of East-West Highway and Montgomery Avenue. It's really the eastern gateway into Bethesda. And we really hope to harness the energies of a dynamic and prominent gateway site into downtown. It's two blocks from Metro, so the Bethesda Metro station is two blocks over. Some of the sort of complexities of this site are the existing conditions. There is over a 20-foot grade change from East-West Highway to Montgomery Ave, so you don't necessarily see that in plan, but it is very significant. The site itself, if we go back, it's a strange shape. It's sort of triangular. It has leads to some inefficient design complexities, and we're still working to make sure that we're meeting the goals of the design guidelines. In addition, you can see up there in view A, the streetscape's sort of strange as it exists today, with some bollards up on East-West Highway pulling people out. We also think that there's right at the site, sort of further west to us, is a drop-off condition. And today there's several curb cuts. You can see them on Montgomery and East-West Highway. Our intention is to close many of those up but maintain access, since the site has two one-way site streets on each side. Freddie, do you want to?
Yeah. Well, we thought it was a very interesting and dynamic site. The site has a very pointy, sharp edge, looks like some kind of urban peninsula. So somehow that was the inspiration to start sculpting the building as some kind of canyon, and working out the facade pieces with angles and working them as different strata. We also took some inspiration of sharp buildings in DC or in New York, where diagonals cut off the grid, and we have sharp angles like Flatiron Building or in Connecticut Avenue in DuPont Circle. So, but to do it in a more contemporary way. So we are working with the step backs, but not only cascading down, but doing the reverse. And those dramatic effects show up in the main corner and in the edges of the building.
Even if you get close to it, it's gonna.
So yeah, something that we're gonna talk about later is about the public through block connection.
So quick overview of the site. It's about a half an acre site. Our intention is for ground floor commercial space and sort of the residential lobby with residential units above and below grade parking. The building height is 120 feet. And we plan to use the main entry of the building as the measuring point for the building height. Again, the grade change is sort of complicated around the site. Our plan is to use bonus density to achieve above of 1.5 FAR up to the 120 feet. So the first element of the design guidelines is East-West Highway is an urban boulevard. So our intention is to provide the required minimum 25-foot setback from the curb to the outside street curb to the Bill 2 line. We'll continue to study the exact streetscape. Downtown mixed-use streets from Montgomery Ave, same thing, we intend to meet the 15 to 20 foot Bill 2 line to the street curb. One of the things that we were looking to do is use alternative compliance to meet the design guideline intention. So the first one is using unique geometry. So we've pulled from the images that were provided in the design guidelines and really used those to inform our design of this building. So we believe that the unique geometry adds visual interest, reduces the perceived bulk of the building from the upper floors, creates a really dynamic view from multiple vantage points, and this would be instead of the tower setbacks. Again, the building's 120 feet. So another way we're looking to sort of meet the alternative compliance is modulating and articulating the facades. So we plan to break up large facades by reducing the perceived bulk, some of what Fedi already spoke about. But the shifts in massing that allows upper floors and changes in facade planes to sort of break up that facade. We're also limiting the apparent face of the building. Our corner condition sort of lends itself to this element. It's a triangular shape with a point, and really the sort of the mass of the building recedes back, so you really never see the full building. So one more element is the corner treatment. So we plan to treat the corner of the building as a signature element, focus of design, that gateway into downtown Bethesda from the east. And we really want to give it that sort of design prominence. Betty, do you have anything? We intend to provide the 35% green cover treatment. So the through block connection. So in the guidelines, it requires a through block connection right at the edge of half of our site, and then there's an existing parking garage. There's two sort of challenges with that. The first is we don't control all the way to Montgomery Avenue, so we wouldn't be able to put in a through block connection because someone else controls that parking garage. The other element is that 20-foot grade drop means that this would be a very sort of uncomfortable pedestrian experience if you really cut it there. We're proposing instead to create a pedestrian experience that wraps you around the corner, and in so doing, we can make up the grade and really make it a comfortable pedestrian connection through the block. So this is our floor plan, our ground floor. We plan one entrance off of East West Highway directly down into the parking below. And then on Montgomery Avenue is where we're intending to place the loading and the entrance, the sort of the main entrance into the parking garage. Again, it's two one-way streets, so access to the site is fairly complicated. This is the typical floor plan. You can sort of see some of those inefficiencies. It's very wide in certain places. We're really looking to try and work on how to address that, sort of the interesting shape of the site.
Yeah, here we are explaining some of the plan moves and the step backs. So there's slight some inflection points and different angles where the plan steps in or steps out, and trying to make it as interesting as possible. So in the corner it's a negative step, on the edges it's negative here, it's positive there. So trying to play with that.
So this is just a quick section to show the building. These are some of the precedent images. The ones with stars on them are ones provided in the design guidelines, and then there's some others that we've used as inspiration as well to really help us guide the design of this project. And then to sort of just walk people around the building. Fetty, do you want to speak to this? Or?
We started at basically addressing the Eastway Highway, Montgomery County. We didn't fully finalize the whole design of the building, but basically all the things that we already described.
These are just a couple more views.
Yeah, some item we're gonna have to address is penthouse. In the future is still in thought in design, but obviously will have to be something coherent. Integrated with the building.
I think that's it. So,
can you go to the site plan? Walk close. The site plan not clear. Is that the drop-off area, a parking? How does it work?
Yeah,
circulation wise.
So that's a good question. So if you remember in the existing conditions. We can just go back to that slide really quickly. So the existing conditions have that strange sort of
this week
bollard condition here that pulls cars out. Our traffic engineer believes that that's like a safety concern there, and then mimicking the drop-off condition at the adjacent building above. So what it leads to is in the site plan. It leads to pulling the cars out onto East West Highway, but having sort of a place where they can safely park and come through. We've contemplated maybe a stop sign here or something before they get back in.
So those parking is for residential commercials?
I
find it that tiny strip there is very limited. You only have 3 feet, and then you try to plant trees. That's not possible. If you really want to plant trees, I would recommend 6 feet at least, in order for the trees to grow well. First thing I see.
We will definitely continue to study that. This is just sort of a preliminary.
And then you mentioned there are 20 feet of grade drop. How does it work from where to where?
From here at 334 down to 314.
How do you address the grade change from the ramp in on the west to the east? How does the space work in terms of entrance points? Because it feels like a lot of grade change there.
Sir, can you repeat your question?
So along East-West Highway, that facade, there will be grade change. How do you address the grade change? Is that accessible down there?
down here?
No.
No.
North.
Oh, yeah.
North.
Yeah.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think probably.
We have,
yeah,
we
it
have
looks
two
like quite steep there.
Two different entrances. I mean, yeah, we need to respond to the sidewalk. This is at one entrance at 334. Then this slab is going to drop down, and we're going to have an entrance at 331. And then the rest is not going to be accessible until we get to a cellar space. We have a cellar space that is 10 feet lower, and we're going to have a potential access here on this side of the sidewalk.
We'll keep studying.
Okay, sure. I feel like maybe accessibility will be an issue for you guys if the grade changes that much. So, I think it's a handsome building. I don't know what you guys. The only thing I'm seeing is you try to do the strata, but you're also reinforcing the vertical lines. But the horizontal lines is weakened by the vertical lines. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, the verticals are reinforcing that idea because they're shifting on every step.
And you're shifting 10 feet, right, for each level? Kind of rotating when you have the diagram of shifting, slightly shift.
Yeah, here, on every, all these floor plates, kind of different floor plates, and within those
here.
Steps, the windows are vertical. But something that would definitely can study.
Can you explain the base of this building a little bit, the design of the base?
Yeah, the base is it wants to be its own thing.
It just seems that, I mean, there's several issues that I question. One is, the fact that you're going to have either retail or some sort of commercial use. Mixed use.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that works down at this end of this street, because it's just basically all residential down there.
Right.
And you're really pretty far away from sort of the heart of any type of commercial use. So I question that. But then you strengthen sort of the non-retail aspect of it by doing kind of the punch to open windows rather than, you know, more open, so that there's a better relationship between maybe the commercial and the sidewalk. You know, it becomes very limited, and with the dark material, I think it just becomes sort of, you know, not as inviting.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, so I don't know what you're trying to do there, and maybe you could just kind of explain what that base was trying to accomplish in you know, visually as well as functionally.
So, a couple of points. One is the site today has commercial uses on it. So, and this building here is a commercial building. So it's an office building. So there is a sort of a residential building here, but there are commercial uses down on this side of East West.
Yeah, they're very auto
retail.
We don't know yet. It'll be commercial use.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have the eye doctor, I guess,
right.
and it's very, I mean, it's parking lots. No one walks there, and so I'm wondering. Again, I question how it works.
Having spent
high school students, like a kid,
and having spent a lot of time just on the site during the day, I was initially surprised to see how many people do actually walk. There is a lot of pedestrian activity there.
Well, if you I'm sure you guys have studied this immensely, but again, let's get to the aesthetic part of it.
Yes.
What is it trying to do?
So it's trying to sort of establish a base for this building above to sort of have that that sort of form take shape. And, I would say the colors and the materials on this are very much something we're going to continue to study.
So the dark was...
We're trying to achieve contrast first to establish some kind of strong baseline and separation between whatever is happening above.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely the presence on the street and the amount of fenestration is definitely something that obviously need to relate to the use inside. The more transparency, the better, probably, for.
Well, you also have that fin sort of underneath the words, I guess. Those are words on the elevation.
Yeah.
So you have that fin that then comes down, I guess that's at the entrance, and all glass at one half. And then you have the black stone, what look appears to be like black stone with punched openings on the other part. And so, again, you know, I'm just trying to understand why and what's happening.
Depending on how, to Fetty's point, what he was saying is, it'll really end up being rethought as we know what's going in behind there. So as we further understand what that commercial space is, further understand what types of residential uses, is that a lobby or units, the answer is we need to keep studying it, and that will evolve.
So are we still promoting, I mean, there's a two more things. Are we promoting a secondary street here?
You mean the through block connection?
The drive aisle. Or rather than a lay-by, for instance.
Here, you mean?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So did Matt have any comments
about
the... I think
at the initial meeting, staff was not especially receptive to what they proposed.
Right.
So I think there are other ways to control safety or address safety that doesn't have the lay-by.
Yeah, I think that it's unfortunate. I mean, I would love to see all of those.
It's kind of suburban.
Yeah, I'd love to see all those streets taken away rather than adding more along this street.
But then it gets really wide, right?
Well, the sidewalk would get wide. Yeah, that plaza would get wide. The last thing I think is that the drawing that I loved is your bottom sketch at the very beginning of the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the, you know, there's a kick, that one.
Yeah.
There's a character there to that bottom sketch that I think is very compelling, you know, about, and you identify it, I think, in your writing about the corner and how that is this sort of gateway element coming into the city. And I agree with you, and I think that sketch, for a couple of reasons, I think it sort of the integration of the base to the mass of that bottom four floors or whatever, I think is nice. But the corner actually faces the corner. And I'm wondering why in the development of the elevations, why the corner has shifted basically to the south side of the building rather than be at the corner. So if you go to the next shot, I guess, or the first rendered, that one. The corner has, and rather than being at the corner, like the sketch you did, the corner now has gone to the south side, and it seems kind of odd. Like that was a really.
I'm talking about the
north side.
Bottom corner.
North side. That piece there, rather than being at the corner, you've put it on the north elevation.
No, it's still at the corner, but the thing.
I mean,
is,
I'm looking in plan, and it looks like it's on the north elevation.
Well, yeah. Well, it has. Yeah, this is also rotating. We can play with that. We can reorient it a little bit, but it's like a chamfer.
Let me say it another way. Some of your precedents are a lot more aggressive.
That's
in the
exactly
architecture.
What I was gonna
make
say.
It more visible.
And this is kind of timid, to be honest with you. And I agree with everything Paul's saying, but I'm just saying it in a different way. If you really want to create this as a gateway project, be a lot more aggressive with that corner than you really are right now. Mm-hmm. But if you don't mind, can I ask the FAR a question on this project too? Because the FAR was 1.5 and you coined a 9.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you, tell me how you get there.
Yeah, it's through the bonus density. So we're within the 120 feet height.
We are not bound by FAR, we're bound by maximum.
It's the density that fills up to get to the 120 feet.
Okay, my concern is two concerns. Number one, you haven't achieved the through block connection. I realize there's physical limitations to doing that, but it was still a great master planning idea. And the second one is if you put this in context with the office buildings that are immediately to the west of it, you're creating basically one long wall along
east-west
highway. And, you know, it feels, feels not like a gateway when you're looking at this from the high school, from the properties across the street, but it feels more like a barrier to me.
There's no gap.
There's no gap.
Where the east-west highway would be.
Now, let me ask a question about the through-block connection. Who uses the parking garage? Who owns the parking garage? Is it used by the office buildings? Is it owned by the office buildings? Is there any potential that that would ever get redeveloped?
Not something that we don't control.
Well, I know you don't control that, but I think I'm asking more a hypothetical question.
Theoretically, yeah. It's possible.
And if that's the case, then should we plan for that through block connection to have that happen in the future?
I think that's why it was in the master plan.
Yeah.
I mean, alternatively, you could, if that ever did get, that office building did, let me go to that page, get redeveloped, you could, when this is all one owner, I believe, so the through block connection could come through rather than have half of a through block connection.
Well, I guess today. I know development well enough that the office buildings may get modernized,
mm-hmm.
but probably never redeveloped.
Right.
You know, they'll put a new skin on them sometime in the future, they'll put new infrastructure into them. But
to that point then, you'd be making a through block connection to the back of a parking garage.
Yeah, right now.
You
can't get through because the garage.
No,
is
I know you
can,
but
that's right.
Could you in the future if that parking garage
well,
property gets redeveloped?
Go through the parking garage the way you do other places here in Bethesda, right?
Well, there's
quite
Mike,
a
is
that
right?
Garage.
That's not a
yeah.
county parking garage.
Yeah,
it's privately owned.
I mean, I know that that parking garage is one, very inefficient. Two, it does go with the office building. But interestingly, in my past life, we had done studies where we're actually building on the on your sites, which are the little buildings that are there, and a garage, and I forget what the justification for it was. So the point is, as we get less and less dependent on independent driven cars in a few years and other things, that particular garage site is so awkward in its current use that one could speculate reasonably that it might want to be redeveloped sometime in the future. So I'm just supporting the discussion of what's going to happen. I'm not convinced it's always going to stay there. That doesn't help you because you've got a specific site. But it does, one of the things that was in the back of my mind was, if that does redevelop, you've only got a relatively small width of exposure for the south side of your building. And if somebody does come along and build a building right there, what does that do to the functional satisfaction of your leasability?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we've studied that. Fetty, what's the setback there? From the building here against the parking garage?
10 feet.
I thought it was 10 feet, which is,
if you have a building 10 foot away, it's compromising your light and air. I wish you would have more context. I don't know where the building is to directly to the west of your building. Where does it meet? In other words, that one.
Yeah.
See, that's a little blurred there. I couldn't tell, you know, where things actually are and what that
does it butt
weird
up the office building?
That weird
See,
shape
this is.
Is
a drive. This
there's
is
a driveway.
There's a driveway today.
That looks very awkward there, that whole, and so you put your driveway immediately adjacent to that driveway.
So
right?
They have access, so it's not like
yeah.
people are turning off of east-west directly in.
I know, it's just
they're
very
coming off here and then entering
wow.
this way. That's
wow.
an existing condition.
I know, that's
mm-hmm.
it's not
tough
ideal.
Tough
it's complicated.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you.
I mean, I share the ideas that the corner has gravitated to the north as opposed to actually being a corner. I'm worried about the light and air to the south along that double-loaded corridor that you're proposing for the housing.
And I'm worried about the wall.
And the wall.
Along east-west highway.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I share the concerns about the base of the building. I kind of want to like the dark versus whatever is happening above.
Mm-hmm.
I want to like that, but then I see this see this other treatment, you know, further to the west, which I can't resolve with the sort of the black base, and so I'm concerned about that elevation and how it's actually designed. What is the spot elevation at the furthest western point of your building, and then what is at the furthest east
here.
Point? Yeah. What's the
from there to the up there?
It's substantial.
It's substantial, right? And so that base is sort of undercut relative to your floor plates of floors 2, 3, 4, and 5. Right?
Yeah, we have 334 here, 314 here, so kind of in the middle there.
What's that? So
320, 321, 322.
10 feet, 10, mm-hmm. 11 feet. That means your base of your building goes from 15 feet to 25 feet. Is that more or less accurate?
We have 20 feet dropping from one end to the other.
Well, if you really have the entrance to the building, maybe there's a way to break your building up instead of having three zones go all the way across your entire east-west highway property to, you know, the equivalent of this zipper that you have at the end, that could help, you know, distinguish where the entrance is and the difference between that base which is to the west versus that base which is to the east.
Mm-hmm. You know, right. There's some other observations too. I mean, I think Rod was probably leaning towards, you know, your pivot point in the center of the building on East West Highway, and part of it going in, part of it out, and three different levels, is certainly we've seen some excellent examples of that happening. I believe I see in your plans that offset's only 3 feet, 3.3 feet or something like that at each offset, and my reaction to it is it's so subtle that it almost disappears, or does it appear to be? It's just a because it doesn't appear to be a mistake rather than a true shifting of planes that we're seeing on other projects. Mm-hmm. I understand why. The other question I have, and there's no rules in this thing, but that one is clear. You've got a pivot point, and each plane is changing around it. The other one has a pinpoint on the corner, and then each one carves away from it in a different way, which I think is in a way more successful to me. Mm-hmm. But I guess my first question is, why is there two approaches?
Because of the length of the facade.
The length. See, the length is pretty.
So you need to accommodate to the different lengths. So, but it's a very complex geometry. So it's not completely. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think I understand it. Yeah. I know where you're going, and I admire the subtlety of it. I guess my comment is more. Is it so subtle that it may not be as successful as you hope? Mm-hmm. And the other thing, which I think has been said, is I'm not convinced that the 3-4-story horizontal components can't be altered so that upper component does come down to the ground at some point and tie grade to what's happening above. I mean, I share the concerns that the base is perhaps a little too isolated from the rest of the building. And I understand that's your plan, and I appreciate that. I'm just saying your sketch was compelling, as Paul said, and there might be something, and also the angle of that corner has, actually the whole treatment of that corner, I mean, one of the things that's a little disturbing to me is that you've got a fairly strong left-hand vertical, mm-hmm. and then you've got the same strength for the top 4 floors, the bottom 4 floors, but the center 4 floors gets a very tenuous, small, I don't know if it's precast or metal or whatever, but it's it might be improved, it was a little stronger all the way down. Just, then that's only my opinion.
What is the length of the east-west highway elevation?
I don't recall it.
Approximately.
Yeah, I don't recall it. Maybe some plan? No, it's more.
What do you think?
40.
More than 10.
Well, it's well, 200.
250.
That's at least 200 feet.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's a whole New York City block is 200, and this is longer than that, and it's all the same. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that you've got an entrance, and you've got this retail, and you've got that whole thing, and there might be a way to do a sort of a head-tail building or something, and that could help break up that very, very long elevation. Mm-hmm. If we can't do the through-block connection, which I think is unfortunate, you know, I mean, maybe, I guess there's no way to sort of plan for that unless you...
Why not?
Well, I mean, you have to just stop your building in order to get the through-block connection, well, and or you have to do something.
It would also help on the length of the
building. Yeah, that would help on the length of the building.
Creating what I think is a barrier north to south.
I mean, we don't have a direct access to Montgomery until here, right? So we're pretty much at the corner, right? We only have Montgomery access right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's very limited, and that would cut the building in two.
No, I'm talking
about
the east-west highway.
We're talking about on the very western end of it.
Yeah.
I think what I'm hearing is if you squeeze the building east-west so that you end up with an open space on the west side of the building, still with your vehicular entrance, but maybe then, again, and we're going to have to discuss this lay-by road, if the lay-by road doesn't become a lay-by road and the building then pushes out a little bit to the north.
That's right away.
It's right away. We can't push out.
That's too bad.
This is the property line, but this is the right of way.
Actually, to the north of the north.
In the north.
And east west.
Yeah,
this is
the property line.
So that additional road is on county right of way?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to overhang the right?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Did you actually?
No. We asked for that.
No, we're not having a space. So is that why it's more of a conservative cantilever?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Because that's, I mean, my comment was going to be the same that Rod had earlier. It feels like you were conservative. Like, the concept, I think, is a good concept, but you're conservative in the execution. And some of the concept images that you have, I think I wrote down page 810, 812.
Yeah, can we go
like,
to those? Because I
go,
think...
Be more aggressive with it.
Those are very revealing.
Yeah, like this one in the top left corner. I mean, that's could be extreme on this site, but, you know, get more aggressive with the shifting of the planes. But
you can't build into over.
You
can't project over. So you end up carving away the building.
Could you shrink the base at the bottom to allow it to cantilever on top of the
Some of the old county documents allow us to project over setbacks. But then we went and asked about right of way. And
I mean, David, you know, there's a difference between projecting over the setback versus going over the right-of-way line, and the county has a big problem with it, and the state is pretty much the same, especially with habitable, I think you said, habitable space.
East-west is phenomenally wide.
Yeah.
But not as a roadway.
Yeah.
Just as an open space.
As an open space, right, because the right-of-way is badly mapped.
Can I also bring up one other point? So this is the entrance into Bethesda, coming from the east, but it's also the exit out of Bethesda on Montgomery Avenue. And one of the things you really haven't shown us is what does it look like as you drive down Montgomery Avenue? I have a feeling it's kind of looking, going to look kind of awkward. I mean, it's intuition, but I think it's something we'd probably really like to see is what those views really are.
I think that elevation is one of the more successful. This what we're seeing here is one of the more successful.
Yeah, I think it would be good for us to see it coming down the Montgomery Avenue.
All right. So, the project. Did you have a request for how many public benefit points for exceptional design you planned to request, or, and this is very early.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the pre-concept phase,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to really come and hear what the committee had to say. We'll obviously be going for design, exceptional design points, but we have not formulated in earnest all of our point totals for the public benefits right now.
Okay, and so
we do plan to do that in relatively short order.
Yes, yes. So for the panel then, are there red flags for the project to even achieve the minimum required 10 points in the exceptional design category?
I think that they solved a way of allowing for the future pedestrian connection and picked up on some of the other comments that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could get there.
Right.
You know, it'd be interesting that what you say about this elevation, I think is interesting. What if on the northern elevation, you sort of almost had two of these with at the fracture point.
Yeah,
I certainly have thought about that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have suggested.
You know, I mean,
break up the scale to build.
That breaks up the scale.
Yeah,
it
right.
gives you a little bit better proportion on the height to
right.
width.
Right.
Somehow it's easier to understand for me.
Yeah.
That peeling away from a point as opposed to the.
Say that again, George.
Well, basically, Paul was saying was. Piece of paper drawn. The pin where you're peeling away three layers from on the south side, Paul was just suggesting, would that possibly happen as two different experiences of that around a central piece on the east-west highway?
Right.
Again, we're not designing this building, but it's just, you know, since that seems to be a successful RT. It's a whole different building, and I think that also goes along with Gwen's discussion about, you know, something in the center of the building possibly decreasing that whole wall along the east-west highway, south side.
And the other issue is that the setback on the south side, if the parking garage is developed, we've got some problems.
We would have the necessary, I mean, they will do their own setback, and we will have 20 feet, and we will have 45%. We'll meet the code. So,
and urban buildings, that's not unusual.
Yeah,
that's
not a problem.
Steve, when do you plan to submit for sketch plan? Roughly?
Mid-January.
I might suggest that since we're at mid-December, that this comes back at sketch plan.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're getting pretty significant comments in terms of how the building's articulated, you'll have done a fair amount of work in the next month. It may be worth another visit. And then at that time, you know, you would have ideas about point minimums and such things.
After we submit?
After we submit.
Before the hearing?
Yes, as part of the sketch plan review, you would bring this back.
Mm-hmm.
I think given the scope of the comments, I think that it would be good. I mean, as reviewers, it would be good to have another round of feedback in a month on where you are.
Great. And to summarize the discussion, the first point is about the building base. There are many aspects to question. How does the commercial work at this end of the street? The building emphasizes the non-retail aspect by doing punched windows and a dark facade rather than a truly transparent and inviting facade on this ground floor. That the lay-by secondary street feels suburban and you should explore other approaches. That the precedents that you show and the sketch are more aggressive with the corner. You should create a more aggressive corner treatment. The through block connection was a great idea to break up this really long wall that feels like a barrier rather than an inviting gateway. The base treatments need to be resolved. There should be a way to have vertical differentiation of the east-west facade rather than just three horizontal zones. The offsets between the horizontal zones are only about three feet, that this may be too subtle and may almost disappear. It may not be as successful as hoped. And so you might want to be more aggressive with the shifting of planes. The three horizontal components could be altered to allow some portion to come down to the ground and integrate with the base. Again, explore the treatment of the corner. Again, that the wall is quite long, should be broken up. And then in terms of public benefit points, folks think that if you start to look at how to potentially solve for a future pedestrian connection, maybe with allowing some space on the east side of the building, and then also follow these other comments that related to the breaking
west,
up.
On the west side of the building.
I'm sorry, the
from
west
the
side of the
block.
Building. I'm sorry, the west side of the building. And then and also following these other comments, particularly about breaking up the facade, that you may get to those 10 points. And we're asking that you come in again at sketch plan.
And maybe talk about materials.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because there was a couple of precedents that you had. One was that had, it must have been a precast, but it was a cream colored,
mm-hmm.
which looked very interesting mm-hmm. on your precedent board.
Was it the one that had the deep
yeah,
recess
the
in
deep
it?
Deep recess.
Yeah, I actually okay. like that image.
Yeah, can we
can
see
go
that
back
again?
To, go back to this.
That one,
that one
on the
right.
Right, that's
right.
That's
So we're going to keep studying materials. We
yes.
haven't gotten to that level of design yet.
But it is interesting. There is a certain kind of hierarchy to the
right.
openings there that you really see in that upper left-hand
mm-hmm.
corner of that image. It's
yep.
very appealing.
Yeah. Very appealing.
Which image? Far right?
Far
yeah.
right.
That one.
Okay, so continue to explore materials and create more hierarchy in the openings. We'll add those as well.
To be honest, the materials are going to be extremely important
okay.
on the success
yeah.
of this project.
Right.
Okay. Thank you all so much, and thank you for waiting.